Hello, and welcome to my podcast, Spirituality and the Connection to Science. My name is Sally. In this episode, I'm going to talk about how trauma passes down generations. What is generational trauma? Traumatic responses are often thought of as being completely tied to personal experiences. However, research shows that when a person or group of people experience traumatic events, the psychological and emotional effects of the trauma can get passed down through generations, even when later generations have not experienced it firsthand. When traumatized parents pass on the effects of trauma to their children experience intergenerational trauma. Transgenerational trauma refers to passing on of trauma onto the following generation, when the grown children pass it on to their children, i.e. the grandchildren of the originally traumatised generation. Historical trauma is experienced by cultural groups who have survived devastating circumstances such as genocide, colonisation, dispossession, institutionalisation, systemic poverty and forced migration. Some examples of historically traumatised groups include Holocaust survivors and their descendants, First Nations people of Australia, Indigenous people of North America, African Americans. Historical trauma is particularly devastating because it erodes identity on an individual and cultural level. People who come from communities that have experienced historical trauma are less likely to seek help from institutions or government services because they do not trust that the systems will support them. Collective trauma refers to the psychological effects of a traumatic event experienced by an entire community or society. The event is remembered, discussed, and reconstructed collectively in order to make meaning of it. Significant events such as natural disasters, terrorist attacks, famines, and pandemics can leave a long-lasting impression on the collective psyche. Refugees and immigrants also experience collective trauma, which can significantly impact their cultural identity. When someone survives war, poverty, natural disasters, displacement, institutional racism, repeated abuse, alcoholism and addiction, chronic disease and other traumatic experiences, their survival mechanisms kick in. They develop behavioural patterns, belief systems and ways of living and interacting that at the time felt safe. These patterns kept them alive and functioning in a harsh world where they had no support and very little opportunity. Many people are unaware of generational transmission of trauma because family members do not talk about what happened. They cannot bear to remember, let alone speak about their traumatic experiences. People often carry a lot of shame and guilt around being a victim or survivor. As a survival defence mechanism, they may deny, suppress, or cut off from their experience. In doing so, they are unable to heal or grow. They remain stuck in old, unhelpful patterns, and they struggle to connect meaningfully with others. Research shows that trauma can be passed down up to 3 generations or more. Examples of generational trauma. Generational trauma was first recognised in the children of Holocaust survivors. In 1966, psychologists began to observe large numbers of children of Holocaust survivors seeking mental health help. The children often lived each day with a vague sense that something terrible was going to happen and that they might need to flee or fight for their life. They experienced panic attacks and nightmares of persecution, even though they hadn't been born at the time of the Holocaust. In a 1988 study, researchers found that grandchildren of Holocaust survivors were overrepresented in psychiatric referrals by 300%. A study published in 2017 in the journal Psychological Trauma of adult children and grandchildren of Holocaust survivors found that 35% had generalised anxiety disorder, 26% had a major depressive episode, and 14% had post-traumatic stress disorder, PTSD. Indigenous communities have experienced generational trauma from the loss of culture, land and population. Trauma persists due to discrimination and prejudice against Indigenous communities. They are likelier to have poor mental and physical health outcomes than others due to generational trauma. The forcible removal of Australian Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander children from their families and communities over successive generations from the late 1800s to 1969 is a practice that has left a significant traumatic legacy. Known now as the Stolen Generations, this policy legitimated the forced separation of Australian Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander children from their families into children's institutions, orphanages and white foster homes. Many of these children were taken away at a young age and grew up without any connection to their Aboriginal heritage, community or family. The Bringing Them Home Report, 1997, documented the stories of children and their families affected by this policy. It is estimated that one third of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander children were forcibly removed from their communities. Once removed, the children were exposed to multiple stressors arising from this dislocation, including a loss of identity, grief and loss, a sense of hopelessness, high levels of distress and racial discrimination. Many children were subjected to repeated trauma, including emotional, physical and sexual abuse and exploitation. Survivors of the Stolen Generations have poorer mental health and higher suicidal tendencies compared with those who are not removed. Children of survivors of the Stolen Generation have also been found to be twice the risk of significant emotional and behavioural difficulties compared with children in families who were not separated. Research into the impact of the Indian residential school system in Canada from the 1880s to the 1990s, where Aboriginal children were forced from their homes to live in boarding schools for assimilation and where neglect and abuse were common, showed that the children and grandchildren of those who attended the schools were more likely to report higher levels of psychological distress, depression and anxiety, learning difficulties in school and drug use than those whose parents did not attend these schools. The violence, oppression, discrimination and racism towards African Americans for generations have had lasting impacts on individuals in the community. A study published in Psychology of Violence in 2018 looked at 123 African American students and the multi-generational impact of their history, including ongoing racism they felt, and found that they reported high rates of discrimination, feelings of alienation, perceiving others as dangerous, and overall worries about the future. Another study looked at three generations of Ukrainian families, those who had lived through mass starvation in the country in the 1930s, and their children and grandchildren. They found that all three generations experienced anxiety and shame, food hoarding, overeating, and low trust in authority figures, habits and sentiments each generation learned from their predecessors who lived through harsh times firsthand. Findings from a 23-year longitudinal study that followed girls aged 6 to 16 years old who suffered sexual abuse showed that they experienced early onset of puberty, higher rates of obesity, depression, dissociative symptoms, higher incidence of dropping out of high school, more self-harm, more drug and alcohol abuse, more domestic violence, and more instances of teen pregnancies. Their children also suffered similar outcomes. Researchers found that at least 75% of people who sexually or physically abuse others were abused themselves as children. In the case of incest, this perpetuates the trauma of sexual and physical abuse across generations. How is trauma passed down through generations? The mechanism for transmission of trauma may be through the effects of stress on development during pregnancy, including increased smoking, alcohol or drug use, through stress-induced epigenetic changes, and may also be passed down culturally. Family members may follow the same patterns as their parents or grandparents, even without consciously realising that they are mirroring those behaviours, and eventually teach those behaviours to their children. Descendants of enslaved persons, when faced with racism, motivated violence, microaggressions or outward racism, react as if they were faced with the original trauma that was generationally transmitted to them. This phenomenon has also been reported in the descendants of Indigenous students at residential schools who were forcibly removed from their parents and extended family and lacked models for parenting as a result, being punished for speaking their native language and forbidden from practicing traditional rituals had a traumatic effect on many students, and child abuse was rampant in the schools as well. Symptoms of generational trauma have been identified among Black Americans in relation to the effects of slavery and racial discrimination. The passing of trauma can be rooted from the family unit itself or found in society via current discrimination and oppression. Generational trauma has also been heavily recorded in refugees and their children, which can last through several generations. Such traumas can stem from violence, political persecution, family instability, as well as the hardships of migration. When families experience poverty over multiple generations, the stress and challenges associated with it can have a significant impact on the psychological and social well-being of individuals and families. Parents may not have the financial resources to provide their children with the care and support they need. Negative cycles of abuse can lead to repeated traumas from generation to generation. For instance, parents may think physical abuse is the best way to parent their children, but ultimately it contributes to generational trauma. A lack of therapy also worsens symptoms and can lead to transmission. For instance, survivors of child sexual abuse may negatively influence future generations due to their past unresolved trauma. This can lead to increased feelings of mistrust, isolation and loneliness. When parents have unresolved trauma, their parenting can be negatively impacted by depression, substance abuse, mental illness and other conditions. They can become less attuned as parents and model negative coping skills. They can struggle to develop positive attachments with their children and may have issues anticipating their children's wants and needs. Though this lack of bonding isn't necessarily as obvious as physical abuse, it can cause mental health and interpersonal issues for children in the future, like an inability to be vulnerable and trust future partners. Studies have found that survivors of war are more likely to have a harsh, hostile and inconsistent parenting approach, including physical abuse and manipulative disciplinary behaviours. Veterans dealing with post-traumatic stress disorder, PTSD, may have a harder time connecting to their children, possibly due to reliving traumatic events and becoming emotionally detached or numb as a result. This behaviour also establishes an unstable sense of safety. Their children develop potentially unhealthy coping strategies, like self-soothing, as a result. Generational trauma is also present in families where there has been significant emotional trauma, such as divorce, tragic accidents or losses, abandonment, parental incarceration, substance abuse, a death by suicide, or early death of a family member. These traumas have lasting consequences. For example, with early death, the nervous system can be so deeply impacted that it changes the nature of family members' genes, which can affect offspring for generations. The neurobiology of stress and trauma. The neurobiology of stress and trauma involves complex interactions between our brain, our nervous system, and our body. Trauma and stress activates our body's fight or flight stress response to protect us, which triggers the release of stress hormones like cortisol and adrenaline. These hormones prepare our body to respond to perceived threats through fight or standing up to the threat, flight or fleeing from the threat, freeze or stopping in our tracks and waiting to determine the best response, fawn or attempting to soothe and appease the source of the threat. Research has shown that repeated or ongoing exposure to trauma or stress can lead to changes in our brain's structure and function, including the amygdala, hippocampus, and prefrontal cortex, and leads to dysregulation of the stress response system. The amygdala is responsible for processing emotions, including fear and anxiety, and is activated during traumatic experiences. Over time, chronic stress and trauma can lead to hyperactivity in the amygdala, which can lead to increased anxiety and fear responses. This state of hypervigilance or constant high alert for possible threats can have a long-lasting impact on our overall physical and mental health and well-being. The hippocampus, which is involved in memory formation and recall, can also be impacted by stress and trauma. Research has shown that individuals with PTSD have a smaller hippocampus than those without PTSD, suggesting that chronic stress and trauma may lead to reduced neuroplasticity and brain function in this region. The prefrontal cortex, which is responsible for decision-making, emotional regulation and impulse control, can also be affected by chronic stress and trauma. Studies have shown that individuals with PTSD have decreased prefrontal cortex function, which can lead to difficulties regulating emotions and behaviours. Additionally, chronic stress and trauma can lead to dysregulation of our body's autonomic nervous system, which controls functions like heart rate, digestion and breathing. This can lead to physical symptoms like headaches, gastrointestinal issues and chronic pain. Trauma can also lead to physical disease, and people who have experienced a number of adverse events in childhood are more likely to develop autoimmune diseases, heart disease, diabetes, cancer and strokes in adulthood. Epigenetics. Trauma can also be passed down through epigenetic changes. Epigenetics is a study of how our behaviours and environment can cause changes that affect the way our genes work. Epi means on top of in Greek, so epigenetics can be thought of as a study of what's happening above our genes. DNA is a molecule that contains the genetic code that is unique to every individual. This code carries the instructions for making all the proteins that form our body and helps our body to thrive. A gene is a short section of DNA. Each gene carries instructions that determines our traits and our physical characteristics. Gene expression happens when the instructions are read and put into action. Epigenetic changes to our genes don't alter our DNA, but change a cell's function by switching specific genes on or off, so that certain genes are not expressed as usual, which increases our risk for certain illnesses like anxiety and depression. These gene expressions can be passed between generations, which is known as epigenetic inheritance. Experiencing severe trauma can cause individuals to produce high levels of stress hormones in order to survive. These higher stress levels may be passed on to descendants who didn't experience the trauma themselves. A study published in 2016 found that Holocaust survivors and their children were more likely to have changes in a stress gene that links to anxiety, depression and PTSD. A study published in 2021 looked at genes related to immune health among the children of Holocaust survivors. They found that some of the genes were less active than average. As a result, they had low innate immunity, which is the immunity they were born with. This can result in more autoimmune diseases or a greater propensity for illness. A 2018 study showed that sons of Civil War soldiers who survived Confederate prisoner of war camps were likely to die earlier than sons of soldiers who weren't captured or were placed in camps with better conditions. After controlling for socioeconomic and cultural factors, researchers attributed this difference in mortality to epigenetic changes resulting from the stress of prisoner of war camps, which were passed down to prisoners' sons. Another study showed that children whose mothers survived the Tutsi genocide during pregnancy were more likely to experience PTSD than children whose mothers hadn't experienced that trauma. Stress can be biologically transmitted across generations through uterine environment. Gestational development is critical for organ, fetus development and sets the stage for brain and behavioural development. Trauma experienced by a mother during pregnancy can affect her baby. The baby in the mother's womb is very susceptible to her emotions. If the mother felt sad, scared or angry, her body released hormones that made a baby experience these same emotions. Antenatal maternal anxiety is associated with an increased risk for the development of depression and anxiety in teenage children. A large 2019 study found that the children of parents with depression had smaller volume in the pleasure centres of their brain, which placed them at risk of developing depression themselves. Epigenetic studies suggest that the trauma of past generations may also play a role in mental health issues such as sleep disturbances, emotional dysregulation, substance abuse, hypervigilance or hyperarousal, dissociation. Symptoms of generational trauma. Symptoms of generational trauma always begin with the survivor of the trauma, which tend to manifest as symptoms of post-traumatic stress disorder, PTSD. If we have generational trauma, we will often experience many of the symptoms of PTSD, such as hypervigilance, anxiety, mood dysregulation, internalized negative beliefs, and cognitive distortions. But we do not experience PTSD flashbacks about the trauma or intrusive thoughts about the trauma because we did not experience the trauma firsthand, because the trauma was passed down to us through our parents' or grandparents' trauma responses. We're often unaware of what we're struggling with, which makes it much harder to address it adequately. Due to this, we may develop maladaptive coping behaviours. Possible impacts of generational trauma include 1. Substance abuse. We may turn to alcohol or drugs in order to emotionally numb and disassociate it from the impacts felt from generational trauma. This coping mechanism may have been passed down to us from our parents. 2. Low self-esteem. Trauma symptoms can include developing low self-esteem through the way our parents speak to us. 3. Psychosomatic disorders. These include physical ailments that seemingly have no medically identifiable cause, such as gastrointestinal disorders and chronic pain. 4. Hypervigilance. If our parents are in a constant state of hypervigilance because of past traumatic experiences, this can be passed down to us through learned behaviours and epigenetics. 5. Unhealthy relationships. If we grow up having unhealthy relationship patterns modelled for us by our parents, such as codependency, abuse, aggression, controlling behaviour and poor communication, we're much more likely to allow this behaviour in our own relationships because it's a normalised experience for us. How to heal from generational trauma. Healing generational trauma takes intense work and effort. We have to understand the underlying problem, learn how to work through it, and learn ways to prevent and treat the root cause of the problem so that the patterns do not pass on to the next generation. Here are some ways to start healing from generational trauma. 1. Learn our family history. We need to know the extent of past issues. Talk to our grandparents or parents about what occurred in an attempt to understand how their trauma may be impacting us. However, they may not be ready to open up about their past struggles. Be compassionate and let them know we're there whenever they need to talk. We can try to ask their loved ones for their insight. 2. Identify and discuss the impact. Coping with the effects of generational trauma can be difficult because it is often hard for us to identify what we are struggling with because we did not experience the trauma firsthand. Begin to identify emotions and behaviours we may have inherited, such as anger, sadness, anxiety, and substance abuse. 3. Accept the trauma. Acceptance is not the same as approval or dismissal of the trauma. Learning to accept the trauma that happened to our ancestors and how it is impacting us simply refers to not fighting and denying the reality of our experience, which allows us to begin figuring out what moving forward and healing looks like. 4. Allow ourselves to mourn. Sometimes our ancestors were not able to process what they lost in the process of surviving their trauma. Considering what they lost, their identity, sense of safety, loved ones, their homes, etc., and allowing space for that loss to be felt, can help us make sense of our ancestors' stories that were passed down. 5. Find support from others. Connecting with people who have a generational experience similar to ours can be validating and helpful on our healing journey. There are many different group therapy and support groups for people suffering from generational trauma, which can be incredibly helpful. 6. Focus on our overall health. If we do not have a foundation of overall health, it will not only make it difficult to address the symptoms of generational trauma, but it can make our trauma symptoms worse. Make sure we are getting adequate sleep, exercise, eating healthily, and staying hydrated. 7. Work on completing the stress cycle. Often our ancestors were not able to adequately resolve the stress they were experiencing, causing that extreme trauma to become stuck in their bodies. Enabling our body to release the trauma through movement, creative expression, laughter and crying can help our body process any stored stress from us and past generations. 8. Therapy. Here are some therapies used to treat generational trauma. Narrative exposure therapy. This helps people reframe the traumatic event in a manner that allows them to decrease the negative impact it has on their life. Trauma-focused cognitive behavioural therapy. This teaches people coping skills to deal with stressors, develop relaxation techniques, create and process trauma narratives, and manage behaviours that could be detrimental to their overall mental health. Eye movement desensitization and reprocessing, EMDR. This is used to help people with symptoms and emotions caused by trauma. It uses eye movements to remove the emotional charges of traumatic memories. Somatic therapy. This connects a person's mind and body through physical techniques to help relieve trauma symptoms. It involves paying close attention to inner body sensations as a way to regulate emotions. Cognitive processing therapy. This can help people who become stuck in their thoughts, particularly around a traumatic experience. Family therapy. Having multiple family members and generations present, if possible, can help the family resolve generational trauma by working together to better understand the family history of trauma and evaluate how each individual of the family affects the family as a whole. Family therapy can help make sure all family members feel seen and heard. Children experience the world through the eyes of their parents. Studies show that children mimic their parents' behaviours and they learn how to cultivate relationships and attachment styles based on their parents' modelling. If we can address our own trauma before we have children, we can be proactive about not passing on our negative experiences. If we already have children, we can also use therapies to promote parent-infant attachment, including parent-child interactive therapy, PCIT. In which therapists watch how we interact with our children and give us tips on how to more positively respond to our children. PCIT techniques can involve encouraging us to praise our children and mimic their behaviours. These strategies can help us to bond with our children and develop a better relationship. A 2022 study suggested that a combination of parenting assistance and mental health treatment is the most effective way to address generational trauma. Over time, behavioural changes can even alter epigenetic code for the better, since epigenetic changes aren't necessarily permanent. So I hope this has helped you to understand how trauma passes down generations. If you enjoy my podcast and find it helpful, please rate it, follow me, share it. You can also send me a comment. Thank you for listening.